listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue to teach the Word of God to all those that are willing to listen and to hear and to be transformed. And we just thank God that His Word is spirit and it is life. It is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God does the work in the hearts of mankind. So people of God, we have to know and understand that we have to spread the good news. We have to teach and preach the Word of God wherever we go, for the Word has the ability to save. So we thank God that we can be here to go into the Word again. We are in Matthew chapter 5, and we look and we call it the Sermon on the Mount, but Jesus called it His sayings. It's the sayings of Jesus. And we are now in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going on. Last week, we stopped at verse 32, and we are going to continue from there. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, O God, for this privilege again to call upon your name. We know that of ourselves, we can do nothing, but we come completely dependent upon you. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word will go forth with power. Oh God, your word will go forth, oh God, and touch the hearts of those that are listening. We pray, oh God Almighty, that the lives of your people will be transformed, that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God, that we will understand your word and apply it unto wisdom. We pray that your word will be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. We pray, O God, for those who are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. We pray, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that your word, O God, will pierce their hearts, that they will come to understand that they need a Savior. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, O God, that hearts are changing. And thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that you're calling us into that deep fellowship with you. So we praise you and we honor and we give you glory. And we thank you, O God, for your word to us this evening. We thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we look to you and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we see last week Jesus was speaking, and we see his words in Matthew 5, 31 and 32. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. That was what Moses' law said. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. So Jesus gave only one just cause for divorce, and that is the act of fornication or unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. If there is divorce for any other cause, then if that person remarries, he or she has committed adultery. And last week we referred Matthew 19, 7 through 9. So we are going on to verse 33 of Matthew chapter 5. Verse 33 of Matthew chapter 5. And the word of God says, again you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. So we see Jesus was saying that this was what was written in the law of Moses. It was telling us not to swear falsely, but shall perform our oath unto our masters. But look on what Jesus says. Jesus says in verse 34, but I say to you, who are we going to listen to? Who are we going to obey? Jesus said, but I say to you, do not swear at all. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Continuing verse 35, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Look at verse 36 of Matthew 5. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. Verse 37, we continue. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. What was Jesus saying here, people of God? Jesus was saying that you should not swear to make your communication more credible. You don't want to swear to make people believe you. But you should state your truth and leave it there. State your truth. That's all you need to do. If you are saying yes, let it be yes. If you say no, let it be no. But you don't have to swear to make your statement or your communication credible. Remember, people of God, that the truth will set us free. It's God's truth. The truth will set us free. So we have to come to understand, children of God, that we are called to speak God's truth. We are called to speak God's truth wherever we go. And the truth of Jesus Christ will set us free. We don't have to be swear to make our conversation seem credible. But we have to be people of truth. We have to be people who are trustworthy. That when others hear us, they know. When others see the life that we live, our lifestyle match up with the words that we are saying, then they will believe us. But when our lifestyle don't match up, people of God, many times we have to be swearing for them to believe us. But we have to come to that place of living the truth, living God's word, living what we preach, living what we teach, living what we say, so that others will know that we are people of truth. So when we say no, they will know we mean no. When we say yes, they will know that we mean yes. So let us come to be who Christ called us to be. And let us not go back to that place of swearing and doing all those manner of evil. If we continue to do those things, Jesus said, we are of the evil one. So we don't want to be of the evil one. We want to be people who speak our truth clearly and make it known that this is the truth, and the truth will always set us free. Let us go to verse 38 of Matthew 5. Verse 38 of Matthew 5. He said, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And this is written in Exodus 21:24, people of God. The word tells us, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And that was what the law says, an eye for an eye. But Jesus came with his law, his sayings. And what does Jesus say? So the law says that get even with those who wrong you. That's the law of Moses. Get even with those who wrong you. But look at verse 39. But I say, look at what Jesus said. This is the law of Jesus. Look at what Jesus said. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. People of God, Jesus says here, don't fight back. Don't fight back, children of God. Don't fight back. That resist there means to fight. But I tell you not to fight an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. People of God, this is hard. We have to admit that this is hard for somebody to slap you on one cheek and you turn the other to them. But this is what Jesus said we are to do. So if somebody smite you, instead of fighting back, give him their next cheek to smite also. What will you be telling that person, people of God? Can you imagine you person slap you and you turn the other one? What message are you giving to that person? I'm not willing to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm willing to show you love and to show you the love of Jesus Christ. I believe if you turn the other cheek to that other person, I don't think that person would slap you again. That person would look into himself and become ashamed of himself. So people of God, Jesus is telling us how to live his way, how to live according to his will. Don't fight back. Give the next cheek for him to smite also. So instead of retaliating, you give up more of yourself to the offender. People of God, are we quick to retaliate? Are we quick to be the one who said, get even, get even? We are not operating as the children who have placed their faith in Jesus. Jesus has come, people of God, and he has given us the laws of his kingdom. His kingdom has come, but his kingdom must be manifested in the lives of his people. How are we living the kingdom life? Are we living just like the world, people of God? Are we living according to the Mosaic law? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If you hit me, I hit you back and we fight it out. No, Jesus is saying to us this evening, don't retaliate. Don't retaliate. But do not fight back, people of God, but continue to demonstrate the love of Christ. Look at verse 40 of Matthew chapter 5. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. People of God, Jesus is teaching us as his followers to give extra, to make our standard higher than the world's. He take my tunic, I give him my cloak too. So go the extra mile. Do what is extra, ordinary. And that is when that person will come to himself and say, this is truly a righteous person. This is truly a man of God. I take away this and he's giving me something else. So we are showing forth the love of Christ, going the extra mile, people of God, and making our standard higher than the standard of the world. Look at verse 41. The word said, and whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Go the extra mile. Do more than what is required. That's all it's saying. Do more than what is required of you. People of God, that is when somebody is going to stop and say, this person is different. Do more than what is required of you. People of God, are you listening to the word of God this evening? Are you willing and ready and purposing in your heart to obey what Jesus said? Do more than what is required. It is said in those days, people of God, the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, usually just take some youngsters and would just give them their bag and say, carry it a mile. But the word of God tells us, as Jesus was teaching there, he said, go the extra mile, go another mile. Tell them you're going another mile, you'll take it another mile. So we do more than what is required. That is when we're going to get the attention of the world. That is when they're going to see Christ in us. That is when our light will be shining, people of God, and they will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. Look at verse 42 of Matthew 5. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Give to him that asks you, and from him who wants to borrow, don't turn him away. Once you have it, people of God, give it. Don't turn away that person. Look at verse 43 of Matthew 5. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's what the Mosaic law says. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But look at Jesus' law. Look at what he's saying to us in verse 44. But I say to you, look at what Jesus said to us, love your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Is that easy? No. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. People of God, this is not easy. How can we bless those who curse us? How can we do good to all those who hate us? How can we pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us? We can't do it on our own, people of God. It is through the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to love the unlovable and to pray for those who hate us. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own, people of God. We can't do it on our own. We have to come to understand that only through the power of Christ working in us that we can come to that place where we truly start to love our enemies and truly start to pray for them that there will be change and truly start to do good to those who hate us and spitefully use us and persecute us. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look on verse 45. That you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:45. That you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. People of God, that we may be the sons of our Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. We want to be like our Father in heaven, who is not partial. When we do all these good deeds to those that are in opposition to us, people of God, it shows that we are children of God. God is not partial, but he sends forth goodness even on the undeserving. The word tells us that he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So we see, people of God, that our Father God is not partial. So we also should imitate him. Even on the undeserving, he pours out his goodness. So we have to come to understand that we are called to be like Jesus. We are called to be like Jesus. We are called to be like our Father. We are called to show forth the love and the praise of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 46 of Matthew 5. Verse 46 of Matthew 5. It says, for if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? So, Jesus is saying, if you show love only to those who show love to you, you are not doing anything more than the sinner. You are not doing anything more than the sinner out there. So people of God, we who are called by the name of Jesus, if we are loving only those that love us back, then we are not doing anything more than the sinner. It's easy, people of God, to love only those that love us. But Jesus is calling us up higher to a place in him where we can love even the unlovable through the help of the Holy Spirit in us. It's not in our own strength, people of God. It's not by our own ability. We can't do this on our own. But we have the Holy Spirit in us who is able to help us to show forth Jesus in every aspect of our lives. Remember, people of God, Jesus is love. And if we are truly followers of Jesus, we have to show forth his love to those that we come in contact with. So we want to be people who learn through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always teaching us, people of God. The Holy Spirit is always teaching us, but are we willing to learn? Are we willing to change? Love the unlovable. Love those who hate you. Do good to them. Show them the love of Christ. And this can only be done through the Holy Spirit. For he's the one who works in us, both to will and to do the good pleasure of the Father. The Holy Spirit has come to work in us, to live in us, and to show us how to live Christ-like in this fallen world. So we have to show forth the glory of and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to shine our light that others will see Christ in us and come to glorify his great name. For the word tells us in verse 47 of Matthew 5, and if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? So Jesus is saying, if we greet only our brethren, we are not doing anything greater than what the world is doing, what the sinners are doing. People of God, our standard have to be higher than the world standard. We see in the world system, they greet only those that they know. They greet only their friends. And when we are behaving just like that, people of God, we are not doing anything greater than what the sinners in the world are doing. So God is calling us up higher. Come up higher. Be that city on the hill. Be that high place. Set your standards so high that the world will have to look up to you. But people of God, we have come down to the world standard. We have been so fitted into the world standard that it's hard for us even now to come out of it. But the Holy Spirit is here by his mighty power to take us to that higher level in Christ Jesus. Christ is calling us up higher. He wants us to be, people of God, those who will show for Jesus. You go somewhere, you don't know that person, you can say hello or how are you. People of God, we have stopped greeting people. We see people all around and we don't greet them. We don't say hello. We make eye contact and we don't even say hello. People of God, the Lord is calling us. If we're only coming in church on Sundays and greeting our brothers alone, we are not doing anything greater than the sinners out there in the world. Our standard have to be higher, people of God, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. People of God, sometimes people have been going around, no one to smile at them and to even say a word to them. And we, people of God, have been passing them and not even saying, hello, how are you? The Lord is calling us, people of God. And as we go through these teachings, we pray that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We will not be conformed to the world. We will not fit into the world and its system. But we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The word has come to renew our minds. Jesus is the word. He is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word is God. He is God, and he has come to make the necessary changes in our lives. But we have to be yielded to him. The Holy Spirit is here, people of God. He's nudging us. He's speaking to us. He's showing us how to live. But are we ignoring him? Are we doing our own thing? But God is calling us, people of God, to know that we have to be living a life that is higher, higher than the world's standard of living. The world must see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. We are going to look at the last verse in Matthew chapter 5, and that's verse 48. It said, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus was saying, Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. The Lord Jesus is commanding us to be complete. It's a command. Be. So we see, people of God, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So the Lord is commanding us to be complete, to be mature. He's calling us to be mature Christians, to be mature in our Christian walk, to be mature in our love. Our love must be complete, people of God. Our love must be complete. We must love Jesus with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love one another as we love ourselves. Our love must be complete. The word tells us in Colossians 3:14, and above all these things, put on charity, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. So love is that bond or that belt of perfectness. It brings everything into perfection, people of God. All the laws and the prophet are summarizing this one word, love. Love. So when we have love in our heart, the love of Christ in our heart, people of God, then we will treat people the way that Christ wants us to treat them. Colossians 3:14, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Love is what brings us to that place of completeness in Christ, even as our Heavenly Father is complete. He is love. God is love, people of God. God is love. That's who He is. And we love Him because He first loved us. So when our love is complete, people of God, when we come to that place of loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our brothers and our sisters the way that we ought to, like ourselves, people of God, then we will see, we will come to that maturity in Christ Jesus, that stature in Christ Jesus that we are supposed to reach. We are going to reach there when we start to live the royal law of the kingdom. The royal law of the kingdom is love. Loving God, loving people. So we have to come to that place of truly loving one another. And we'll go the extra mile for one another. We'll do what Christ has called us to do, bringing honor and glory to His great name. People of God, it's about His name. We are to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we just thank God for taking us through Matthew chapter 5. And as we continue, next week we'll go on to Matthew chapter 6. And people of God, these three chapters are called the Sermon on the Mount. But people of God, we see, as Jesus said, it's the sayings of Jesus which He spoke. And these are His laws, the laws of the kingdom of Jesus, that we can truly live a life pleasing to Him. Let us pray. Father, we just thank You again for Your word to us. Thank You for what You're doing in this season. Thank You for Your people who have taken time out to learn. And we pray that lives will be transformed as we look to You and give You thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to you. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.